of David, "Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. O Lord, what is man that you regard him, or the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Flash forth the lightning and scatter them. Send out your arrows and rout them. Stretch out your hand from on high. Rescue me and deliver me from the many waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. Upon a 10-stringed harp I will play to you, who gives victory to kings, who rescues David his servant from the cruel sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. May our sons in their youth be like plants full grown, our daughters like corner pillars cut for the structure of a palace. May our granaries be full, providing all kinds of produce. May our sheep bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields. May our cattle be heavy with young, suffering no mishap or failure in bearing. May there be no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord." Amen. I want to invite Paul and Sarun to come as well, if she would like.
And
okay, great.
I'm going to ask you to be patient with her. This is a new experience for her. So it's kind of difficult. She has to go over those memories that are both painful and quite often numerous. So I'm going to put this microphone on her. I like a little Bible every Sunday, don't you? There was a lawyer that came to Jesus and asked him a question. He said, "Can you tell me what is the most important commandment?" And Jesus said, "To love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul." And if you didn't hear it, it's because this thing isn't on yet. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Do you remember that from the scriptures?
Oh, yes.
And love your neighbor. Now, I left a little part off, if you didn't notice. Because we tend to love ourselves quite a bit, don't we? So we don't need to know that we're loving ourselves. But what does it mean to love your neighbor? What does it mean to love God? It means you're taking responsibility for that relationship. You're taking ownership of that relationship. If you have a relationship with God, it's your responsibility to maintain that contact with him, right? Amen. That means giving your time to his word, giving your time to prayer, giving your time to openness so that he can feed back into your life what he wants you to have. When we love our neighbor, we're taking on the responsibility for their care. I'm not talking about your next door neighbor. I'm talking about anybody who comes into your life that has a need. If you fix a car and you see somebody with a broken car, would it be fair for you to drive off? No. If you see somebody standing outside of a store asking, would you go in and get me some food because I don't have any food, could you refuse? If you love your neighbor, it requires your time, your effort, and sometimes your own cash. That's part of it. You have a responsibility. Did you know God gives us a report card at the end of our life? Do you know Matthew 24? Are you familiar with Matthew 24? When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was sick, you took care of me. When I was in prison, you came to see me. When I was a stranger, a foreigner, you took me in. That's what your report card is. Do you feel comfortable about your report card? Do you feel comfortable that in your life you've been doing those things? You've been looking for those opportunities? And if you're not, it's time to catch up. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Before the test comes, it's always easier to have the answers. My wife came here as a refugee. Nothing. She had absolutely nothing but the shirt and pants she was wearing. She's been through hard times, enormously painful times. She lived in the eastern part of the country, which is called Prairie Vang. Do you know what they were doing in Prairie Vang? They were carpet bombing Prairie Vang. The Khmer Rouge began their takeover in the eastern part of the country. And that's where we're going to begin our testimony today. I'm going to ask her to come up. Please give her room. You're always going to find somebody who doesn't speak English the way you do. They don't give English lessons on the plane on the way over. And some people have a lifelong difficulty with the language. Amen? Okay, hon. Are you ready? Everybody say, sok sabai.
Sok sabai.
Thank you. It means, are you well?
Yeah. Can I pray a little bit?
Yes.
Ao prabhu vaida prichvatra prehmien bosisot khnyom mechas trakar truong chuoy kon ao kon mien pranya kamlang prehmien kong chuop chmuoy kon kon o preh kun truong dai paong ban thae sa kon rohon ma dol ti ni khnyom mechas som leuk thvai krup ka tang os dai neu paniem preh Yesu Krist. Amen.
So I'm going to start with a few questions, and if you have questions of your own, that'll get her kick-started into her testimony. Okay, why did you leave Prairie Vang?
Oh, I leave Prairie Vang. Too much, I stay over there, the bomb, 1971. A lot of bomb. I born my son, first son, just stay in the hole under the ground, you know. They plong too much, and I can't live, and the people run. I run too with my mom, my mother-in-law, because my husband, he's stuck in Bát Đằng Bòng.
Bát Đằng Bòng's in the west part. So
yeah.
That's where she went.
I really, too hard, baby. Maybe go over there, maybe 1 month. Walk. 1 month and go in the place a little bit, have the town, they have the bus to bring over there. And really hard, and my son, he just 1 month. Born for, and my husband start over there. I go over there, and my husband have everything. He the businessman. He can go pick me because the purport, the Khmer rule, see the out inside, go to outside countryside. They kill every people. Yeah, so, they so say
the,
I just,
they were in the countryside, and they were taking over the countryside. So.
Yeah, and I come to Batam Bong. They feel good, you know. They not have the bomb, have everything. Good. I stay over there, and Khmer Rouge come in the bad company. Yeah, they come in. They say, "Okay, the king come back and the peace, everything good. Don't worry." And just 2 weeks, they say, "Go out, every people, not bring everything. Take everything. Just 3 days, come back. 3 days, 2-4 years. Don't have everything. Go out." And the big soldier, big soldier, and doctor, people were good. They kill all for, yeah, kill every night. They two, before kill, they don't know. They put the paper, can you write what before you work, what before you doing? And they write, and they come pick, kill all. So you're the doctor, every people. Yeah, and come kill all, and I go, I don't know where go, but I see the outside the countryside, some people have the home. I go in, can you live here? She say, okay, but I don't have a home. You live under close to my home, okay? Because there a lot of people go, don't have place to live. And we two months, they take out everything, people, everything. And
They took every possession they had, right?
Yeah.
Everything. You couldn't keep anything, because if you did, it was a death sentence. All the gold, all the money had to be given to
them. Yeah, money. My husband and me just bring money. Because 3 days come back, just bring money, bought food for kids. Yeah, my daughter, my baby, she 3 months out from her. I have 3 kids, 2 girls, 1 boy. And I go over there, where you live, where you everything, and you have the one group take out everything, maybe 200-500 people. One group, they make the food, they go to work, and some kid, 6 years old and 10 years old, they put the bread.
So they had
they go to work too.
They had a common kitchen. They made all the food the way they wanted it, and gave you what they wanted you to eat. And it usually was just a little bit of rice soup. That's all they had.
Yeah, a little bit, one bowl, just water. I not eat the rice because my baby don't have the milk. See, this young girl, baby, I drink just milk, just the soup. And a long time, and I drink just soup.
I'll hold it.
No, I write.
Oh.
And they go tell me go to work 5 o'clock to 5 o'clock back, and my kids small stay home, and they bring the old lady bring the food and keep there over there. 1 month they let me come back see my baby. Yeah, and my son they go different place 6 years old. Yeah, they bring him go to work in the rye. They take out the
weeds.
The weeds.
Pull out the weeds.
Yeah.
Out.
And he don't know everywhere. I never see him long time. Yeah, really bad time.
And they took away her husband, too. She never saw her husband again.
They come 5 o'clock. He take away for my husband. He say, go to work. Yeah, a lot of people, pick the people, 5, 6, every night. They never come back. And really sad, I said too, I have the...
Malaria, she got malaria. So.
Yeah, I hold a stick, I walked. He tell me go to work, not eat, not stay. Take out one, okay. Yeah, say kill one, not...
If you don't go to work, you carry
people them. Can talk, and they walk around, and they pick up everything. Water from people. Spoon, everything they have. And brood, plant, cloth, hall. The kid come pick the brood, they kill too. Kill the kid. They not love, they no love. The same, they come to kill all, you know. But Khmer before, Khmer not good Khmer. Dumb Khmer steal everything, and the communist come to put to study for the kill people. Yeah, all the Khmer killed, not people, some people killed. Yeah,
they didn't, they thought these were their own people.
Yeah.
Why would my own people because do this to me?
They don't know because they can read, they can write everything easy for cheap. Yeah, they don't lie, the rich people kill all the rich people, kill all the people, work, everything he killed. And someday, and Vietnam come in. And I say, where you go? You put something on the big attack, you know?
Just a minute. The Khmer Rouge, the head of the Khmer Rouge, began a war with Vietnam. He was trying to take back territory that the French had given to the Vietnamese. And so he started a war with them. But Vietnam had all the mechanism, had all the military equipment they needed, so it was easy to come into Cambodia and take over. Okay.
Yeah, and they come in. I lost my son. I hold a stick and walk, find my son 1 month. I see him. Yeah, the old lady pick up him. He don't have everything, and he bring home, take care of him, and she said, where your mom live? I need to bring you. The mom not find you. He don't know. He don't know where he live. He live small, have behind people. And I made the food for my daughter and 2 daughters. I go every morning to find my son. Yeah, 1 month, thank you God. 1 month, I see him. And he see me, he cry and hug me. I say, why you not tell grandma? I don't know, mom, I don't know. Yeah.
See, this was a 4-year span of daily drudgery, death, starvation. Yeah, it was very hard.
And really bad. My son come, he asked me, mom, you need to go back home? I say, I don't know, I'm scared. No, I see the old people come close to your home. He talk okay. Yeah, I'm morning, he bring me over there, walk visit, I will from over there. And I go to home, I see my brother sit down in my home, you know. And my brother see me, he tell his wife, bring the fruit, food and rice for old lady come need the food. Grandma need the food. I see him, I cry. I cry, he know me. He say, oh, my niang. Yeah, a lot of people come, you know. Yeah, and I go back home, I bring my daughter I stayed over there 2 days. Back home, I don't know what my brother, he said. Oh, my brother before not live close to me, they ran away. But they, he came my home.
They lived in a different province.
Yeah, he lived in Byland.
Yeah, Byland's in the very, very west.
My mom lived with him. Very he west. Go to visit him, he lived with him. Just the Vietnam come and I see her. And I don't know where I go now. I ask my brother, you need a, where you go find money, food, water, take care. He said, oh, I don't know. And you see a lot of people walk. I ask them, where you go? Oh, I go to Thailand, border Thailand. Yeah, walk border Thailand 3 days and 3 nights. Yeah, 3 days and 3 nights. My mom, my brother, and my kid. And I live maybe 2 weeks in the border Thailand and Cambodia. Yeah, 2 weeks and the embassy, what they call?
The UN.
UN, they come to bring the big truck. When for pick the people, go put in the Warabiji camp. Yeah. Oh, I go over there. They give me medicine after call the call. From Jopilan, they take me out from the car.
Oh, they took her out of the car. Is that Jopilan? Is that what it means? They brought her out of the car?
Yeah, Jopilan Mao. UN, they give me medicine, give me fine, hold me, go to give the home, one small home. There be a lot of small home. Yeah. And medicine, and they cook the food. They bring me, go to eat the food. And 2 weeks, they give one rice, 2 weeks for the food, rice, everything, all the people.
Yeah,
and
bag
water,
of rice, food,
everything.
Yeah, whatever they needed.
Yeah, I really thank to God. Yeah, I before, you know, I don't know God. I never hear God. But why I God take care of me? Don't have to talk. God take care. I die, you know, because a lot of people die work, have the bomb, put the leg on.
Put landmines in the Khmer Rouge.
I thank to God. He take care of me, my, yeah, all the people go in and I someday, one day, I go to put the water close to my home, you know, take care of bring the water in. I hear the people, they study Bible. I say, oh, what you sing? Good. I never hear. And they say, oh, I study Bible, Joel Mao. He tell me everything about the God, you know. I just go in the Kaivadang maybe 2 weeks. Then I walk to get the water and I hear. And they sing God and they study and they tell me, Bongi, through God, my God, help you, help me, everything. He love you, die for me, you. Oh, I say, yeah, I never hear. And he prayed for me, and he gave me the Bible. One thing, one, I put outside people. I take care, because I can read, but I love my Bible, the first 1980, I come, yeah. And he gave me the Bible, you know, before I lived. The young kid, my brother, teacher, he says, Rune, go to school. I said, no, I not go to school.
This was before. Her older brother kept trying to get her to go to school, and she said, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to school.
They give me the Bible. I said, oh, God, I need to know. I mean, my brother tell me. I need to know what you say, God, tell me. Help me, I need to read the Bible. I know you, what you say, you tell. 3 months, he give me read. I thank you, God. Oh, very good. And I go to church. I go to church, my brother, my people, they believe before. They invite me and go to tell me, Srun, today you need to go to church. They meeting, they study the Bible, everything. I go every day. I learn from God. Thank you, God. He helped me a lot. Yeah, yeah. And I come 80, I go to the United States, I 81. I come to Seattle, 81. Oh, I come, my sponsor, the IRC.
International Rescue Committee.
Yeah, they bring me, rent the home for me. They give me the clothes, they give me everything. And they rent just 3 months for my home. And the clothes who I bring my kid go to church. I go to school, you know, I bring they go to school, first school. I see the church over there, close to school.
There was a church right across the road.
That's the name Presbyterian Mom U Church. Yeah, I go over there, all my brother, sister over there, they love me too much and bring me to store, bring me what I need. And I move after 3 months, I move to close to a church. They give me small home one, stay over there, and they apply the housing for me. They have a housing, I move, go to housing. They help me a lot. And I pray, God, I don't know where I can read, I can write. I don't know where I go. They tell me go to school. I say, oh, I go to school. I can't find school. I come home, I can't find the home. And they give me the paper. Some give me the paper. I don't know the writer, everything. And I help one friend. I said, can you help me for the paper the welfare give me? And he said, oh, I don't know too. But my teacher come. You come, I help, tell my teacher help me, help you. Yeah. And I go with my daughter, two daughter. I say, he tell me, no, my teacher, can you ask her, him help you? I say, yeah, can you help me, sir? And he say, he made the paper finish and finish home. He check the paper finish. He bring me home. Yeah. And every Sunday, a Saturday, they come to pick the people, help people at home and check the English. I'm sorry, I poor English, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. And he bring me, he come check me, check my kid too, all, yeah. And he help, he see me and he come, he not go to his church again, he come my church every Sunday, yeah. Go to except over there or every Sunday and my pastor. Yeah, he all before he carried the ride for me and he fell down the ice, you know. Oh, I mean,
fell down on the ice when he was trying to help her with her rice bags.
Yeah, he be
an older guy.
He be a good guy. He cook his wife cook finish. He come pick my mom, my kid go to eat together. And it finished, he bring me back home, close to church. And I what?
Oh, he told you need to get married because he can't do it.
My pastor, yeah, basically 4 months, yeah. He says, Rune, I can carry the ride for you more. I see Paul really good, can you? Made it with Paul, I made it for you, you know? I said, oh, I don't know, joke, he good, don't worry.
Yeah, he did our wedding, he was such a sweet man.
Yeah, I ask God, you know, I go home, I ask God, good, your son give me. not good, don't give me. I asked God, I not believe pastor because he just don't know too, you know. You never see him. I and pastor said, okay, Zerun, I Ola, and now you need married. I see Paul, good guy. I said, okay. And my brother, I asked him, you married before? You have girlfriend before? I have a lot, you know, Cambodia.
Do you have a job? What kind of job?
Yeah. And I okay, and they married. We go to church, his church and my church. And he worked, played, yeah, not a lot of people. And
we had quite a few.
And thank you, God. I married Finney, he take care of my mom, good, he love. And my three kids, he love, take care of three kids that grow up. I will thank you, God give me good guy. Thank you, God. Yeah, but don't have God, I don't have everything.
Don't make me too sure.
Yeah. I, 1991, I go back to Cambodia. Yeah, I go back, I see a lot of kids don't have the father, mother. And they, I see my countryside poor and kids come. I go, oh, I tell people make food Friday. Buy everything, and the kids say, oh, thank you, grandma, everything take good. I never eat full, now I eat full and take good. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, don't have pity. And the poor boy don't like the man, kill a lot of men, just woman a little bit, and the kid too. Yeah, they 3 days, 3 nights, all the every people come. I lost one lady, see the poor lady and not full. I say, I tell people go pick her. She said, I say, she come. I say, why you not come? You hear me, you come. Oh, I scare you. You yell me everything. I really mean before, you know, mean. Mean lady.
She
yeah,
was
strong.
Kind of a mean little girl. So.
Yeah, strong and mean. The people, the leg, foot not clean, no, don't come in my home. Yeah, mean. I say something mean, and I go back. And the old lady, they call, Minyang, where you go to America? Come back, change 100%. Mm. I say, I change. No, I not change. My God, my Jesus change me. Yeah. And she say, oh, the true God, and the good God, and the real God, but not real God. Then they change me, you know. Mm. God through God they change you.
Yeah,
yeah you before really bad. God and my family and my brother and law so I walk and say, where you go? Oh I go, don't ask me, I go where I go. Yeah. God, brother, sister, every people in the pool really nice. But I don't know why. I cry and I ask the people before I say bad, you know. I ask people about people have the light they come. Don't have light they not come. I say the light come. I'm sorry. Every people she say okay, and the people die. I can't sorry. I very bad in. I talk about, I young, I talk with the old people, not good, you know. I don't like the poor people, and my mom give the food, I angry. Good mom, I never have the good mom, really good mom. My dad died, I really good, you know?
Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah, thank Listen. You, God. He helped me, and I find the true God. The real God, Before I never hear his name. Now I hear, I love, I really love God. I don't have God. He take care of my three kids. I have him with him, one Joanna kid. Yeah, and now thank you God. I have 10 grandkids. Thank you, and thank you, Paul.
Huh?
Yeah. He take care. Now he take care of kid Finney, my mom Finney. Now he take care of me. Sometimes I not feel well. He hold my hand, he wrap my foot, you know. Really good God, really good. Thank you, Jesus. I love you all. He love you. He love all the people. He love my brother, sister, and me. He died for me. I really bad, God. I really bad. He loved me. He died for me. Thank you, God. Thank you, sister, brother. Yeah, I have God. I see you. Yeah. I see all the people. I put the Bible. They give me the Bible. Bible.
Her Bibles, her first Bible and her first hymnal are out on the stand. And then we have pictures of our trips there, trips to her village where we shared the gospel, and I fell in love with the children. So you'll see those pictures outside.
Now they call me the kid, small, big, big. Mom calls, Grandma, when Grandma come back, I meet her. Yeah, the last time I say I go and I'll come back home, you know. And I really sick, you know, and the kid cry, don't go back, my Grandma, don't go back, stay with me. I change Papa and Cambodia, he teach me the Bible in English. Really, thank you.
I'm gonna put this book out here too. I don't want anybody to take it home. It's a very good book about the church in Cambodia, what happened during the killing fields, and what the church looks like today. It was written by Don Cormack, who gave his life as a missionary in Cambodia, left when the Khmer Rouge took over, and then went back and researched this whole book. It's the best book I've read. It tells you what the church looks like and what the church goes through, Christian church goes through. So thank you for giving my wife the time. And keep us in prayer. Keep that church in her village in prayer. They're a light there. They're doing a lot. There's a lot of spiritual battling going on there because most of the village is still Buddhist. And they're very pushy. And they don't understand what this is all about. So they're a light there. We're praying God keeps that light alive in that village, so that someday that message will reach through. So thank you very much today. God bless you.